Please be seated. You can sit down now.
Okay. I'm just going to move this because I can't see some people and they might be hiding over there and I won't be able to see them. So there we are. Okay, so hello and welcome to this Friends and Heroes family service. As most of you know, my name is Rebecca and I currently organise the Friends and Heroes family club on a Saturday morning, which runs once a month, get my teeth in a minute, here in Twinning Chapel for children who go to primary school. So their ages are from 4 till about 10 or 11. Now, for those of you that don't know what happens at Friends and Heroes Club, basically we do watch some DVDs from the Friends and Heroes series. And if you've never had the pleasure of seeing one of those, then here is a short trailer.
The armies of the great Roman Empire conquered all before them. Europe, the Middle East, Jerusalem, even my home, the port of Alexandria in Egypt. When I was growing up there, everyone called me Mackie. The city was full of secrets and intrigue, and the Roman occupation was especially harsh. The governor, fearful that the Jewish rebellion in nearby Judea would spread, ordered a crackdown on the Jews and Christians. But my friends and I never gave in. We shared the stories of our people's heroes. David who fought Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den, Paul on the road to Damascus, the Good Samaritan, and many others. These stories gave us courage, taught us lessons, and helped lead us down the right path. And then we became heroes too.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Now, I can tell that the trailer has whetted your appetite, but you'll have to wait a few more minutes to see what is going to happen with Mackie and his friends. Okay, so to start with, I'm going to read the notices, as we normally do on a Sunday morning. I can see that the children have started to create on their tables. What they've got down the front, for those of you that can't see, is they've got some colouring, some masks, and bits and bobs that they can do while the service is going on to help keep their attention span, okay? Because they are going to be in till 11:15 this morning. Right, so notices are very quiet this week. In fact, we have only got one thing midweek, which is the Bible study and prayer meeting held this Wednesday night at 7:30. Is that correct? Yep. And there's going with communion. Okay, with communion. Okay, 7:30. Wednesday night here in chapel. And Jonathan has also got a notice as well. Thank you.
You may remember last year, we as a chapel...
Yeah.
Okay. Is that better? No? Oh, well, never mind. Oh, that's right. You may remember last year as a chapel, we got involved with the historic church's bike ride with our neighbouring church down in Church End. It's on again this year, on the 10th of September. It is a family ride, so it's not arduous at all. It's about 15 miles for those who remember last year. It's also a stride for people who want to walk. And it will take us around to Lower Lode, so there'll be a pub stop, and there's light refreshments when we get back to Twinning. It's on the 10th of September, starting at 10 o'clock from the church. I'm going to put a sponsor form at the back of the chapel. And what we did last year, we did a joint donation to the Historic Churches Foundation. So if we could do the same again this year, it'd be really good. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Jonathan, for that notice. Okay, and for those of you that are expecting another song now for us to take the collection, that's not going to happen. That's going to happen at the end of the service. We're now going to run straight through as if it was a Friends and Heroes service. But to start with, we're going to say a short prayer. So, children, Hermione, Lauren, can you help me? Can you help me say a prayer? What do we do in Friends and Heroes when we say a prayer? We do it after three, don't we? We go one, we go two, and we go three. Well, that was a practice. Okay, so now we're going to say a prayer. Oh, hang on a minute. I think we're going to do that one at the end. This one. Oh, it's because I told you that I wanted you to help me, didn't I? Can you read this one at the end and just do the actions to show the folks? Yeah, cool. Okay, I'll give you that back in a minute. Right, so we're going to go one, two, three. Dear Lord, we just thank you for bringing us here today to the Friends and Heroes family service so that we can be among our friends and family. Lord, we just ask you to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. So if you take that one back and you read that one at the end. Sorry, I confused them. Okay, so I can see that many of us were nabbed by Leah on the way in and we all got a name badge. Yes, is that right? Yeah, jolly good. So this is what happens on a Saturday morning. Everybody gets a name badge, whether you're a grown-up or whether you're a child. Everybody gets one so that we can all remember each other's names. Or try to, particularly if you're adults, you see. It is nice to call a child particularly by their name. And there may be some people in the room that don't know each other. So, and what normally happens on a Saturday morning is that I will individually go around to every child and welcome them. Now, that could take quite a long time this morning because there's plenty of us here, more than there are on a Saturday morning. So what I'd like you to do is to say hello to each other. So if you, in a moment, if you'd like to turn to your neighbour and say hello, if you want to get up out of your seat and say hello to somebody else, and if you don't know their name, guess what? They're wearing a name badge. So no excuses. So if everybody would just like to say hello to each other and have 2 minutes for that. Okay, so have you made some friends? Yeah, good. So now we're going to find some heroes. Leah.
Okay, so you saw in the trailer that the Friends and Heroes story is set in the port of Alexandria. We're going to join the story today where Leah and Rebecca have arrived from Galilee on a boat as refugees. Samuel and Mackie found the girls in a marketplace and took them home to hide them from the Roman soldiers. Mackie's mum, Diana, is not so sure whether this is a good idea.
Carefully, because there will be a quiz afterwards.
They're not guests, Samuel. They're refugees. I'd love to help them. But if the Romans find them here, we're all dead.
Diana, they're the daughters of an old friend of mine.
Yes, a zealot. And in case you haven't noticed, we're not zealots.
Not zealots! Squawk!
I've had enough of that bird!
What's a zealot?
Someone who's not afraid of Romans,
like our father.
I'm not afraid of Romans.
Mackie!
Don't you remember what happened when their soldiers marched through here 2 years ago? We've got good reasons to be afraid.
We've also got good reasons not to be afraid. Remember the story of Daniel? Your father was named after him. This Daniel lived in a land ruled by a new king named Darius. Daniel was friends with King Darius. But there were other men who were jealous of Daniel's friendship with the king. These men came up with a plan to get rid of Daniel.
We beg your majesty to issue an order that for a whole month no one shall pray to any other god except you. And if anyone does, we will throw them into the lion's pit.
The king agreed to issue the order. But one man would disobey this order. Daniel. Now, Daniel admired Darius, but he also knew that Darius was just a man. So, as a faithful Jew, he continued to face west towards Jerusalem and pray to our God as he always had.
Your Jewish friend, Daniel, is defying you, Your Majesty. He has ignored your order and still prays to his God.
Arrest Daniel.
Darius stayed awake all night, worried about his friend. Darius was certain that his friend had been eaten by the lions. But when he looked inside the pit...
Daniel, has your God rescued you?
Long live your majesty! I never did any wrong to you. My God stopped the lions from eating me.
Darius had Daniel's accusers arrested. And then he took back his order and allowed people to pray to our God. Well, what do you think?
I think dinner's getting cold.
Can't let that happen.
So, you're waiting for a written invitation?
I'll put my speaker on. Ooh. Okay, thanks. Right, so there we are. That was a clip from the first episode, in fact, of the Friends and Heroes series. Each one of those... videos last for about 30 minutes, and on a Saturday morning we'll play 15 minutes, give them a break, and then do another 15 minutes a bit later on. So I hope you were all watching closely, because now we're going to have a quiz on the DVD. Right, can we borrow that chair you're sat on, Leah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you get me a pen? Thank you. Okay, so we need two teams. Are we going to have grown-ups versus children? Or are we going to have the left-hand versus the right-hand, even though they have got a majority? How are we going to play it? What do you want to do? Children, do you feel you can go on your own against the grown-ups? Yeah? Cool. Right, okay then. Shall we have a pen? Yeah, you can go down there and do it if you want. Yeah, okay. Right, so we need a line across the top and then a line down there. And what, you're going to do a tally chart?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, so normally on a Saturday morning, what would happen is we normally get Tim to come up the front and do the quiz, because it's a change of voice, it's a change of person. But today Tim's obviously doing the screen for us, so I'm just going to carry on at the moment. Right, so we're going to have kids and adults.
Adults.
Okay, right, so... it's okay. Right, so don't worry. You need a pen ready in your hand, ready to do the marking. Okay, so are you doing the first question or am I? Right, okay, and shall I do it to the kids or the adults?
The adults.
The adults, okay. Right, okay, so we've decided that then between us. We're going to start the quiz now, and the first question is for the adults. So, in Friends and Heroes, in the cartoon, what is the name of Leah and Rebecca's father? Is it A, Samuel, B, Nathaniel, or C, Daniel? Okay. Richard's got his hand up. Richard, what do you reckon it is?
C.
C, Daniel. Okay. Is everybody okay to go with that, you adults? Or anybody want to disagree? A, we've got a Samuel going on here. You've got a Samuel as well. Ooh, divided camp. Right, I'm going to have a show of hands then, right? So, who thinks A for Samuel? Raise your hand. Okay, and who thinks C for Daniel? Raise your hand. I think the Daniels slightly have it. I think they do. Tim, can you tell us? That's right. You are right. Yeah. Okay. So. Oh, it's only a bit of fun. Right, so Lee and Rebecca's father is called Daniel. Right, now I think we're going to move into the Daniel story. So, kids, Leah is going to tell you your question. Here it comes.
In the story of Daniel...
Use the mic.
Who was jealous of his friendship with the king? A, some jealous men. B, some slave women. Or C, some hungry lions.
Oh, is it Macy? Macy's there straight away?
A, some jealous men.
Some jealous men. Children, are you all agreed on A, some jealous men?
Yeah.
Somebody wanted a hungry lion?
Oh, Sophie wants a hungry lion.
So, Leah, what is it then?
Some jealous men.
Some jealous men. Whoa, well done. Okay, question three for the adults. In the new law that was made, who were the people supposed to pray to? Was it A, King David, B, King Darius, or C, King Daniel? Grown-ups. B, King Darius. Tim, is that correct? Yes, well done. B, King Darius. Can you give the grown-ups a mark, please, honey?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. You'd rather not? No. Oh, that's not very nice, is it? Okay, question four. Leah.
The new prayer law was supposed to last for A, 30 minutes, B, 30 hours, or C, 30 days.
So, children, how long was it supposed to last for? Hermione and Lauren have both got their hands up. 30 days. 30 days.
Emmy? 30
days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody disagree?
No? Should we go for that then? 30 days?
Yeah, okay.
See,
30 days.
Hey! Well done. Fantastic. Right, question five. There's only 10. We're halfway through. When Daniel prayed... He faced north towards Galilee, B, west towards Jerusalem, or C, south to the Dead Sea. What do you think, grown-ups? B, west towards Jerusalem, Tim? Yep. Yeah, well done, Grona, well done. Fantastic. So again, everyone's got their questions right so far, haven't they? Yeah. Okay, question 6.
Daniel was arrested and thrown into A, a pit of hungry lions, B, a pit of hissing snakes, or C, a pit of hairy tarantulas. Sophie, what did you like the last time?
Like, oh, well done. Right, absolutely. A pit of hungry lions. Well done. Okay, question 7. When Daniel was thrown into the pits, King Darius said to him, A, may you rest in peace. B, may your God rescue you. Or C, may you have sweet dreams. Grown-ups, what do you think? C, did somebody say C? B, may your God rescue you. Is that the answer? Yes, it was. Well done. Fantastic. Okay, question 8, Leah.
After Daniel was thrown into the pit, King Darius, A, had some milk beforehand, B, went out to a party, or C, stayed awake all night.
What about Macy?
Joe. Do you disagree?
Yeah.
What do you think? Had some milk before bed.
Oh, he might have done. Okay. What do most of the children think? Who thinks C out of the children? I think that was a majority, wasn't it? Yeah. Try that then.
Okay, C.
Yay! Well done. Fantastic.
You know, you should be better than them.
And question 9 for the adults, last one for the adults. What did King Darius do when Daniel came out alive? Did he A, cancel the new law, B, jump into the lion's pit, or C, set all the lions free? Okay, A, cancel the new law. I can hear that. Yeah, A, cancel the new law. Well done to the adults. Fantastic. Last clap for them. And question 10 for the children.
Back to Friends and Heroes. What are Mackie's parents called? A, Daniel and Maria. B, Samuel and Diana. Or C, Daniel and Lisa.
So that is, what are Mackie's parents called? Daniel and Maria. Samuel and Diana, or Nathaniel and Issa? Hermione? Samuel and Diana. Does anybody got anything different?
Yes, Luke.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Hermione said. Okay. Samuel and Diana. Well done. By luck of the draw, the grown-ups didn't get that one. So everybody's a winner. Both teams, you got a draw, so well done for you. Now, some of you may think, well, that was a bit of an easy quiz. But what we aim to do on a Saturday morning is to just reinstate the story again and again and again in different ways. So even by doing easy quizzes, it just helps the children reinforce the story and the learning. Okay, so very quickly, we're going to have a game of Simon Says. 1 minute. Okay, who knows how to play Simon Says? Yep. Okay, right, so everybody listening? Okay, at the back? Yeah, you listening? Right, so it's Simon, but it's me. Okay, so you've got to pretend my name's called Simon. Right, so Simon Says, put your hands on your head. Well, some of you aren't playing. Simon Says, put your hands on your knees. Simon Says, scratch your chin. Rub your nose. Oh, Simon didn't say rub your nose. Okay. Simon Says, clap your hands. Simon says, stop. Simon says, wiggle your ears. Simon says, point to the ceiling. Point to the floor. Oh, caught some of you out again. Okay, very, very quickly that was. And we do longer games on a Saturday morning, but obviously time and space allowing this morning, that's just a quick game. But that is, again, another reinforcement of how to, that was about obeying commands, okay? Because when we played Simon Says, you had to obey Simon's commands. But the Daniel story is not obeying Simon's commands, it's obeying God's commands. And how Daniel obeyed God's commands, even though he thought he might get eaten by lions. Right, so what's coming up next? Oh, we've got a memory verse coming up now. Right, okay, so not always something that we do on a Saturday morning, but we all know this game, don't we? How to learn a memory verse. Let's see if we can do it this morning. So our memory verse is, as long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 5. So we're going to go, as long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 5. Okay. Right, and Tim is going to be responsible for taking away a word, okay? So Tim, can you take away a word? That was an easy word, wasn't it? What's missing? As, cool. Right, so, as long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Tim, another word. What word is that? Obey, well done. As long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Tim. Ooh, what's missing now? Commands. Well done. As long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. What's gone now? Right. Right, cool. As long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Ooh, what's gone now? You? Two U's? Yeah? Okay. As long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Okay, another one? Oh, skip two. Right. Okay, so this is going to be the last one, I think. The penultimate one, is that right, Tim? Yep. So, let's see if we can learn it now with all those words gone. As long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Last one. Can we do it? As long as you obey his commands, you will be safe. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 5. Well done. You were right. Well done. Okay, so that was a memory verse. And then sometimes what we like to do on a Saturday morning is once we've done the story, seen it on the DVD, sometimes we like to do a little bit of role play. Now, because we didn't know which children were going to be here, we couldn't really say we were going to do the story of Daniel and the Lion's Den in role play. So everybody's going to help and do the role play. But don't worry, you can do it all from your seats. Okay, so this is Daniel in the Lion's Den, a story with actions. Okay, so children, little children and big children, we need to learn some actions. So we've got king. When we see the word king, we need to pretend to put a crown on our head. So we're going to be the king, put a crown on our head. When we see Daniel, it's thumbs up with a big smile because he's the good guy. And when we see wicked, it's thumb downs with our best evil laugh. praying is hands together, eyes closed. Lions, you've got to roar and pretend to pounce, okay? So I want to see a roar. Are not good enough. Can you do that again? Oh, yeah, that's good. Ah, well done. And God is pointing up because he's our Father in heaven. And we've got die. And when we're going to die, we've got to clutch our throat and pretend to fall over. Ugh. Okay, you know how to do that one? Yeah. And then right at the end, we've got hooray, you've got to jump up. You don't have to jump up, grown-ups, it's okay. Alright, wave your arms and shout hooray. So it's hooray! Okay. Right, are you going to read this with me, Leah?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so we're going to take it in turns to read this and do the actions. Okay, that's on. So I'll go first. Right, so Daniel was a very important leader in Babylon and served King Darius. Because of this, some of the other leaders who were very wicked became jealous of Daniel and schemed and plotted to get rid of him.
The wicked leaders went to the king with an idea of a new law. No one was to pray to anyone or anything except the king for 30 days. If they did, they would be thrown into a den of lions.
Roar!
This idea pleased the king, who had the new law written down.
The wicked leaders knew that Daniel was loyal to God and prayed 3 times each day. They knew that the new law would cause a problem for him. They watched and waited to see what Daniel would do.
When Daniel heard the news, he was very upset. However, he knelt down and prayed to God at his open window, just as he had always done. But the wicked leaders were watching him.
The wicked leaders ran to the king and told him they had seen Daniel praying to his God. They told King Darius that because of the new law he made, he must throw Daniel into the lion's den to die.
Poor king Darius was very upset. He loved his friend Daniel, but realized that he could not break his new law. Sadly, he gave the order for Daniel to be thrown in with the lions.
Roar!
But hoped that God would save him.
That night, King Darius was so worried he could not eat or sleep. First thing in the morning, he rushed to the lion's den. Daniel, the king cried out, has your God saved you?
Daniel told the king, Darius, that his God had saved him. God had saved him. And had sent an angel to close the lion's mouth. The king ordered his guards to take Daniel out of the lion's den and to throw the wicked leaders in instead.
The king also wrote a letter to all the people in his kingdom to tell them that Daniel's God was the only God they needed to worship because he had saved Daniel. Hooray! Okay, and some of the children have got this Bible, which is called the Good News Bible. And this is in chapter 6 in the book of Daniel, which is in the Old Testament. And if you have a Good News Bible, then you can find the story at page 842 when you get home. Have you turned that off, love?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm echoing. Right, so can anyone remember the memory verse? Yeah? Well done, well done. We've got a group over here saying the memory verse. Well done. Okay, right. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to finish up because that's it. It's a short service today. We're going to have the last song. Okay, and in the last song, Hermione and Lauren will be round for the collection. Okay? And then after they've done that, I think they're going to come and read us their prayer. And also, actually, just bear me a second. Could all the children come up to the front with me for a second? All the children? Yeah. And what we'd like to do at the end of Friends and Heroes is we like to give all the children a prize for coming. But what they're going to do is they're going to come and give these all to the grown-ups. Okay, this is your prize for coming to church today. I know you don't need to get a prize for coming to church. And then afterwards, after the song, the children can come up and get their own prize from the table as well. Okay, so you're going to go and give those to your mums and dads? And the grannies and granddads that are here? Do you want to go and give some out, George? There we are, there should be plenty to go round. Okay. Right, so that's happened before the song, but that's okay. We can cope with that. And after the song, Lauren and Hermione will come and read the prayer, and then we will have what normally happens in the middle of the Friends and Heroes is snack time. So there'll be, thank you, there'll be biscuits and coffee and squash for you at the end, should you wish to stay. Right, Lauren and Hermione, are you ready? You've got your little bags? Yeah? Okay, so we're now going to sing Our God is a Great Big God. And if anybody wants to come and stand on the stage and do some actions, then you're welcome. Okay, so if you'd like to stand, we'll do Our God is...
Chaos, everybody, chaos.
two, three. Dear God, thank you for giving us the Bible. Thank you for reading stories like in the Bible, like the one about Daniel, we can learn from. Thank you for promising to keep us safe if we obey your commands. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for us so that we may one day be with you in heaven. Thank you for people who make the Friends and Heroes DVDs that make it fun to learn about you. Thank you for Twinning Chapel, where we can meet safely with our friends and family and learn more about you. Thank you for loving each and every one of us. Amen.
Thank you for coming to our Friends and Heroes family service. Bless you all. Thank you.